page 88. Thus, Oregon's modern disciples have rejected his solution that all groups of eunuchs should be understood in a figurative way. They have not dared, however, to opt for the other consistent solution that all groups are real, that is, castrated eunuchs. Maybe the issue cannot be solved by recourse to a consistent logic of interpretation. But this discussion shows that it is not obvious or natural that eunuch in the third group must be taken to mean unmarried or chaste and not castrated. And some interpreters have wisely left the question open. See note 82. Some have made the same observation we did regarding the terminology of Tertullian. The choice of words was such that it was offensive. See note 83. Eunuch was a shocking term in the context of the Jesus saying, and making it into chaste or unmarried cannot solve the problem. The phrase, eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs, is also puzzling.